To the ancient Egyptians, the ideal pick-me-up was literally a bloodbath. Meanwhile, in Rome, gladiators regarded it as the ultimate power drink. They drank the blood of their fallen opponents, believing it would give them strength. The practice of drinking blood still survives today. In parts of Kenya and Tanzania, the Maasai people still get a good proportion of their nutrition from the blood of their cattle. It's either enjoyed neat or mixed with a little milk. And if you think nothing remotely like that happened in the developed world, you're wrong. As part of the Christian communion, believers regularly drink the blood of Christ. Of course, his 12 pints wouldn't go very far. So the faithful make do with a sip of symbolic red wine. The Old Testament is very specific about how blood should be treated